Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Emma Hunt, and I'm honored to introduce this year's baccalaureate speaker. He's a coach, a mentor, a friend, and of course, an amazing dad. For those who don't know him, he's the most caring, selfless, and hardworking man you'll ever meet. Let's not forget about his dry sense of humor that I'm sure everyone who knows him has experienced before. He's not just a funny guy or a coach, he has impacted many students and athletes at his time at Darlington. He does not just coach athletes, but he cares about every one of them. He sees everyone's potential, pushes them to be their best, and always stands by their side. He is a person you can always count on to be there for you or help you with anything you need. For those who do know him, would agree that he makes such a lasting impact on students and athletes, not because he coaches to win, and most of the time he's pretty intense about winning. That's what he's about on the field, and he cherishes all those wins. But if you ask him what truly matters, it's the kids and the development of them individually and their character, so they are able to go on and be great outside of Darlington. As a father, he's my role model. He has pushed me to be the best in sports, the classroom, and as a young woman. He is always there for our family and always puts everyone else above himself. I'm so grateful I can call him dad and have him to look up to as I grow up and start this next chapter in my life. He has been at Darlington for 18 years. He has made an incredible impact on every person he has met while being at Darlington, and I'm positive he will impact many more. So please join me in welcoming this year's baccalaureate speaker, a man who is loved by all, a true inspiration, and of course, my dad, or as everyone else calls him, Coach Hunt.
Well, that made it easier. Y'all don't laugh at me, but you remember back in the old days when people had handkerchiefs? I found this washcloth. I just grabbed that out of the training room a minute ago. You know I'm very prim and proper. No, thank you, Emma. That was awesome. I love you, babe. First of all, thank you to my family. I think they're back there. I've got four generations here tonight. My mother's back there, so y'all better hope y'all don't say anything bad about me around her. You will get punched, I'm telling you. Love you, Mom. My son's here, Jacob. He's coming back to serve a detention he owes from like 2017. My other daughter's here. She was in the Huffman earlier on the basketball court trying to fight somebody. If y'all remember her. My daughter-in-law's here, Lindsay. My grandbaby's here. She's not all really here, but Blair, if you hear me, start kicking, baby. And then, of course, my wife, my rock. You'll get me back after the last 6 weeks. I know I hadn't been around much. Track and worrying about this speech and what I was going to say, but thanks for everything you do. I love you. So let's get rolling. We ready to go? All right. Who said that? Let's go get loud. I want to thank you to the choir and the brass players for that great performance. Give them another round of applause. My mother took my trumpet back in like 2 hours. But now, appreciate y'all having me here tonight. I don't know how Darlington pulled this off. It's really, really cool. If y'all read the website when they came up with a baccalaureate speaker and the commencement speaker, I hope y'all read that. You know, we're going to be very fortunate tomorrow with our commencement speaker. And, you know, she's former Miss Universe. I mean, you don't get to really hear from former Miss Universe, but, You know, you're lucky tonight you're hearing from Mr. Universe, so I think it's pretty cool. And anyway, seriously. I read somewhere that we as a society have lost our ability to laugh and cry, and I hope you do both tonight. I know I will. I've already done both. So y'all join in with me. All right. First of all, I want to just welcome everybody again. Thank you for being here. We're here to celebrate the class of 2025. First of all, I want to thank the parents and the families. Guys, this is the third time we've done this. I don't know if it's your first, second, whatever, but I'm telling you, it don't get any easier. All right, so thank y'all for being here. Thank you for trusting us with your child over the years. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to watch them and help them grow and watch them grow. I want to thank you for the challenging times, too. I know sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we don't agree on everything, and I think that makes us stronger, and I thank you for that. And it's also helped me find the delete button on my email, but we appreciate you. But now, seriously, whatever your thoughts are feeling are tonight, I hope you can join me as a parent in knowing with 100% certainty that your child was loved and cared for and was provided with a safe learning environment. And for me as a dad, that means everything. So I hope you feel that way as well. I do have one faculty request. They talked me into asking y'all this, parents. This is from them, okay, if you get mad. We just want to know, this is a serious question. I would just like for the parents to just explain to us as a faculty how a 17 or 18-year-old senior could have so many appointments. During the school week in one school year. It's the dangest thing I've ever seen. And my wife wrote like 10 of them. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I also want to thank the faculty and staff. I want to say thank you for what you've done for my children. And I will tell you this, I take zero responsibility for all the dumb stuff they did. But thank you for the countless hours and the care and encouragement you've shown the class of 2025. Thank you for the encouragement the faculty and staff's given me. I know y'all have noticed I've been pretty nervous about this. Thank y'all for that, guys. But faculty, I do have one parent request for you. The parents asked me to ask y'all this. This is a request. Can you please get your dang grades in? The kids are graduating tomorrow. Holy. Thank you, class of 2025. Thank you for choosing me to speak. It's an honor, but I'm going to tell you, when this thing's over, the ones that voted for me, you better sprint out that door because I'm coming after you. All right? But I do thank you to, you did contribute to my health. People have been asking me if I'm on a diet, and I was like, no, I'm the baccalaureate speaker. I mean, I lost like 17 pounds. All right? So if you ever want to lose weight, just volunteer to do this. All right? In all seriousness, thank you for making Darlington a better place, class of 25. Thank you for all the great memories, and we're here to celebrate you tonight, so let's get rolling. So as we're all racing to the finish line tomorrow, I just want you to all slow down for a minute, think about the past 4 years, and just answer this question. Was it worth it? All right, was it worth it? Was it worth the long hours of study and the disappointment at times when you may have failed? The 777 college applications that may or may not have worked out? All the honors and AP classes? Is it worth all the time and office hours, the learning center, working with tutors? Well, here's some of your accomplishments. 459 college acceptances out of 777 applications. You were accepted to 202 different colleges and institutions and would be attending 62 of those. You were accepted to colleges in 39 different states, Washington, D.C., England, Scotland, Canada, and the Netherlands. You were able to connect with 75 alums during the year that will provide great networking for you in the future. 67 seniors were offered 118 scholarships, totaling more than $8.3 million. You accomplished that. Give yourself a hand. That's a It's almost as much as I made last year. All right, was it worth it? All right, our foreign, our tremendous fine arts students, was it worth the late night rehearsal, stepping out of your comfort zone to perform for judges? Was it worth sacrificing sleep, homework time, weekends, breaks to practice, moving band equipment all over the and stages all over the place to perform, meeting deadlines to create wonderful yearbooks? Well, here's some of your accomplishments. Student publications earned statewide and national recognition. You designed yearbook and magazine spreads from scratch. You performed in multiple concert venues. You earned several high honors at adjudicated events for band. Our choirs performed a total of 13 choral performances just this year. We had 15 seniors take AP drawing this year that created unique, complex, and beautiful artwork. We had several students perform major roles that accomplished lifelong dreams for those students. This class has built, designed, crewed, and performed 8 full-length tremendous upper school productions on campus and downtown, entertaining thousands. This class mentored many young thespians through 11 Thatcher Hall shows and camps. That's tremendous. Give yourselves a hand. Was it worth it, athletes? Was it worth all the hard practices, all the time spent on the side while you were waiting for your chance? All the extra work in the summers and during the breaks, all the traveling around the U.S. and around the world to play soccer, all the injuries, all the pain, all the blood, sweat, and tears, all the studying when you get home at 10 or 11 at night. Here's what you've accomplished. Several athletic scholarships in multiple sports, numerous all-area, all-region, all-state and honors. I couldn't even count them all. Multiple state championships in tennis, golf, track, multiple school records in track, a new school record in swimming, 3 out of 4 gold balls in boys basketball, 3 out of 4 softball playoff appearances, 1 region championship and 4 straight playoffs in basketball, in girls basketball, soccer academy. You'll be competing in the MLS next moving forward and also playing for a championship this summer. 3 out of 4 lacrosse playoff appearances, 4 straight playoff appearances in baseball with a Final Four appearance, 4 straight playoff appearances in football, 2 out of 2 competition cheerleading appearances, 2 state playoffs in volleyball, 3 out of 4 soccer playoff appearances, 3 out of 4 boys soccer playoff appearances. Y'all didn't know I could read that fast, but that's pretty dang awesome right there. Let's go. Couple more accomplishments, then we'll get on with the speech here. Guys, I just want y'all to know, I mean, this is tremendous. Y'all have earned 365, I mean, this 365 demerits. You completed 164 work details and detentions. Guys, all you just should have been a little smarter. All you had to do is ask your mom and dad to send an email that said you had an appointment. I mean, come on. It's pretty simple. All right? It's what my wife did for Emma. I thought she was sick. She'd come home with a haircut. And I was like, what in the world? But one of your greatest moments, it happened 4 years ago. I'm going to share this. If I get in trouble for it, what my idea. But 4 years ago, when y'all were freshmen, some of our guys decided that it'd be a good idea to put something on the big screen in the library. Y'all know who you are. Not going to say names, but I can tell you this. We had a very, young, nice librarian. You know, librarians are really, really nice, really smart, really quiet. She never said much. Then she ran into Mr. Evans' office one day. She was all distraught, and this is what came out of her mouth. This is a quote. Mr. Evans, a picture of somebody's ass
is on the big screen in the library.
So y'all did that. So I just thought I'd let everybody know that. Picture's probably still floating around. I don't know where it is. Mr. Evans didn't want to investigate that too much, I promise you. He just took the word for it. All right, so going back, we're talking about was it worth it? I can tell you this, give you a little slang here. You dang right it was. It was worth every bit of it, worth every minute. And you notice I didn't mention anybody's names through that because y'all did it together, and you should be proud of that. Nobody did it, any of that on your own. I'm not talking about the last part. I'm talking about the other part. So we're very, very proud of y'all. So as I was preparing for this speech, I did a lot of praying, did a lot of talking to myself. My family caught me a lot of times just walking around the house talking to myself, thinking about what I should say. You know, I thought about the people that have impacted me the most in my life, like my mother. I thought about the graduates that have left here and went on to do good things. I thought about the former students that I talked to that are the happiest. Three things kept coming to my mind when I was thinking about what are the common traits, what are the qualities of these people that I'm thinking about that make them so impressive. Three things kept coming to mind that I want to share with you tonight. And I can tell you this, I'm not sharing these three things because I got it figured out, because I most definitely do not. I'm a work in progress, just like everybody in this room. But these are things, and there's things that I've struggled with in my life as well. So three quick points I want to share with you. Number one, humility. Matthew 23:12 says, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." I've been humbled in my life at times when I got a little prideful. I forgot, you know, how I got to where I am. The most painful thing, guys, that you may ever have to go through is to be humbled. We have a lot of very smart people sitting right here. Have a lot of really good athletes, great athletes. Have a lot of great artists. If you use those talents to lift others up around you, instead of lifting up yourself, you will be very blessed in life. If you use those talents that God has given you to self-promote and praise yourself, you'll be humbled one day. Please do not let that happen. It doesn't have to be that way. I think the best way to stay humble is through all your successes, all of your great accomplishments, all of the award ceremonies, all the great things to come. Remember, you didn't get there on your own. You got there by the grace of God, and because you had some great people in your life that supported you and pulled for you. Some things I want you to remember about humility. I'm big on one-liners. They're a little easier to remember. True wisdom does not come from knowledge or power. It comes from God alone. Humble people are quick to give credit, and they're quick to take responsibility. Stay humble, or life will do it for you. Being full of yourself is a heavy load to carry. So please, guys, y'all are great kids. There's a lot of talent in here. Stay humble. Number two, thing I want to talk about, overcoming adversity. James 1:2-4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that through the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Unfortunately, guys, facing adversity is about the only way you can learn to overcome it. And I hope and I pray that you ever, if you ever played for me, or you ever ran for me, or you ever had me as a teacher, that I put you in as many adverse situations as I possibly could. It was for a reason. I hope those adverse situations made you better at overcoming adversity. I remember running up Myrtle Hill. Ogre. Some of y'all know what that is. Some of you don't want to know. 7 minutes of heaven in a weight room. That's a little workout I came up with. Stephen, you remember that, don't you, brother? Still sunrise, repeat 400s. Tempo 200s, running Coyote. And I always told y'all guys, it wasn't always fun, but it's necessary. If I never had the opportunity of working with you directly, I hope your other teachers and coaches put you in the same hard situations. I hope you're battle tested. I hope you were put in situations that you thought you couldn't handle. I hope you were put in situations that you had to depend on others to help you and to support you. Don't get me wrong, guys. My wish is that you never have to face anything that's too bad, but unfortunately, that's not usually the case. I hope situations here that you've overcome will give you the toughness to do the same when you face hard times in the future. If you don't hear anything else tonight, I want you to look at me and I want you to hear this. Some adversity is not too small. Sometimes you get punched in the gut. Sometimes you get punched in the mouth. Sometimes you get knocked to your knees. Sometimes toughness is not enough. That's when you'll need each other. There's somebody in this room that will pick you up and help you stand when you can't. Be willing to let somebody help carry your burdens. And someday, you may have to carry theirs. Don't try to fight the big battles alone. Find people to go to battle with you. Find somebody to get in the foxhole with you. Coach Shorey knows what a foxhole is. There's somebody that'll help you carry your burdens. Speaking of major adversity, and I'm probably going to get beat up for doing this, but Nicole, the fight, the determination, and most of all, the faith that you've shown, Nicole Kancheski, is an inspiration to us all. It's a true blessing to all of us to see you here tonight. And I just want to know, just you to know that we love you. Things I want you to remember about adversity. Adversity introduces you to the real you. Life will throw punches. Learn to duck and swing back. Failure is not fatal, but quitting can be. Scars are just proof you were willing to fight. My last point is about service, service beyond self. Don't just say it, live it. Matthew 6, verse 1 and verses 3 through 4 says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. But when you give to the needy or when you serve, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." We do a lot of outstanding community service here. There's nobody better at it. I think back Santa for Seniors, ESP Basketball, Special Olympics. There's so many things. There's thousands of things you can think of. And I pray that you've learned something about serving while you've been here. But I also pray that you've learned to do it because it's the right thing to do. Let me tell you about the best, most rewarding, and honorable type of service you can do, in my opinion. It's called service without recognition. This type of service does not come with a pat on the back. It does not come with a social media post. It doesn't come with required hours. It doesn't come on a website. It's not on a college application. It's not done to get something in return. The most powerful and valuable acts of service are the ones done when nobody is watching. Service without recognition shows humility. It shows that you care about people's adversity. It shows compassion. It shows you really care. I challenge every one of you not to pass up your next opportunity to serve and to care for somebody. It could be something really small that can make a huge impact in somebody's life. And I also challenge you to keep it a secret. Don't post it. Don't talk about it. Don't pat yourself on the back, and you'll be amazed at the blessings that you'll have. Things to remember about service. Success is worth nothing if it does not lift someone else up. The truest leaders are the first to serve. Serve like nobody is watching, and big hearts beat big egos. In closing, guys, might be a long closing. Y'all just hang in with me. Somebody's got a clock on me, I know. I want everybody to just take a minute and think back with me. Seniors, think about the times when you were growing up. Think about the great times. Think about the struggles. Think about the first time you competed or performed. Think about the last time you competed or performed. Think about the great relationships and think about the struggles. Think about the laughing with friends. Think about the crying with friends. Now think about what got you through that. What got you through the good times? What got you through the bad times? Parents, families. Think about when these seniors were your little babies. All the tough love. All the tears you shed when these kids were trying to navigate tough situations. All the time you spent trying to make them feel better and encourage them to be strong. All the times you pulled for them with all your heart, whether they succeeded or not. All the times you tried to protect them from disappointment. All the hours of prayer for safety and good decisions as they got older. I don't know about you, but I treasure those times. And when you think about that, I want you all to think about one word, courage. In all my years of coaching, what I think about the most are the times right before the kids step on the field or on the track to compete. Just like every one of you will be stepping off that stage tomorrow to compete in life. I'd always meet with my defenses before a football game. Those are the times I treasure the most. I could see the uncertainty about what was about to happen. I could see the fear in their eyes at times. I could sense the anxiety. I could feel the tension in the room. I could see tears in their eyes at times because they were so excited and scared at the same time. Many of you are feeling that way right now. And if you're not, you will be in a couple of months when you head off to college. This is the last thing. I'm going to share a message with you that I've shared several times over the years with the kids right before they compete. This is my last message to the class of 2025. And I'm talking to you as a team right now before you step on the field of life. Guys, I know you're nervous. I know you may have a little fear. I know some of you don't know what to expect. But know that you have prepared for times like this. You are prepared. People are here to watch you. People are here to cheer you on. Alumni are in the stands to see what you're made of. Your parents are in the stands. They're as nervous as you are. There's no turning back now. Your time has come. There's nowhere to hide. The whistle's about to blow whether you like it or not. It's time to step on the field. Only two things is about to happen. You're going to play with courage or you're not. That's all we expect. That's all your parents expect. Play with courage. When you get out there, you're going to lose some small battles. But remember, this is a long war. So when you step out there and the whistle blows, all I want you to do is swing first. Don't wait around to see what happens. Make something happen. Swing first. Don't take it. Give it. Swing first. When it gets tougher and tougher, keep swinging. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. And great things will happen. Have courage. Swing first. And remember, every point counts. Class of 2025, thank you for this opportunity. God bless you, and I love every one of you.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.